This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from my flagship station, AM860 The Answer, in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Nissan studio, to great radio stations across America, including in the Caribbean. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us free and safe. And to everybody that's working on the Third Watch tonight, and I mean everybody, regardless of what it is you're doing, thanks for what you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website, and while you're over there, take advantage of all the stuff we got over there to offer. Now, joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, the Intel analyst extraordinaire, Denise Simon. And good morning, Denise Simon. How are you?
All right. Good morning.
How do you like that little in your ear? All righty. Well, we were talking about Lindsey Graham and the fact that the president has said that he may leave 200 U.S. troops in eastern Syria. And all of a sudden, Lindsey Graham, after having, I guess, a talk with the president on the week over the weekend, I think that's what happened, he's reversed his Syria stance. And he says, well, President Trump's policy could succeed.
Yeah, something tells me that there's some kind of an operation that may have to deal with oil and protecting or investing in the oil operations for the sake of and benefit of the Kurds. I can't say that specifically is what it is, but something tells me that that may be, in fact, what concession or carrot that we gave to the Kurdish Defense Forces in order to have them move. Now, they've moved completely out of one town, apparently. They have not moved out of this safe zone or buffer zone or security zone or whatever it is that Erdogan's calling it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even convinced who designed that zone. And is it supposed to be completely empty? Do all businesses and roads and churches and schools and, you know, economics and retail space and all that? I mean, we don't know what that necessarily ends up supposed to look like as far as Erdogan goes. So, The 160 hours, 120 hours is up
120.
Tomorrow
yep.
night.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's up tomorrow night. So it'll be very interesting to see. Erdogan says he's ready to go on the offensive again. We shall see.
Yeah, and, you know, we've got to stop using our troops for police officers over there. And if there is a deal that's been made about oil, and that would make sense, you know what I mean? Because of the fact that the Kurds are involved and they want to work with us, and apparently they're going to be right there with us again.
Well, they do, but they're not going to necessarily have the kind of relationship, friendship with the United States that they had once had.
Mm-hmm.
They would like to gain it back, but I mean, we have done this to them more than once, and I. They're kind of lost here at this point on who to really have a friendship with, a relationship with, and rightly so.
Now, China came out over the weekend. I don't know who it was that said it, but someone in the Chinese government said that there's a new Cold War going on. This one's in cyberspace.
Well, that's not new, but that's true.
Nope.
That's the reason that we created Cyber Command. Space Command.
Right. It's new insofar as a Chinese government official finally came out and said it publicly. That's all that's new about it.
Oh, yeah, probably so. I mean, but, you know, we are in a space race. Mm-hmm. That's a fact.
By the way, there's a report that Russia might have had a nuclear accident involving a hypersonic missile of some sort. You hearing the grumblings about that?
Didn't we already cover that a couple of months ago?
Well, we did, but it's back up in the news again. Over the weekend, it was brought up again. I don't know why or what for, but that they have been covering a nuclear incident and that it might have been tinkering around with a missile.
We had covered that. Somebody may have done a follow-up piece on it. I have not seen it nor read it, so I can't really speak to it.
Okay, well, that's okay, but it did show up again. Now, Mike Pompeo, has also come out and said that Congressman Adam Schiff is running a kangaroo court in the impeachment probe. Well, I can't say as I differ with that.
Well, yeah, he's kind of on the offensive, and of course everybody is freaked out because, you know, they apparently have been, you know, they're complaining that Giuliani is, you know, running his own diplomatic envoy. And they're being very critical of the fact that Giuliani was asked by the State Department, you know, to look into peace parts of Ukraine. And, you know, how that violates this or, you know, who appointed. And so Pompeo just said, wait. Do you really want to go there? Because I can take you back and inject people like Sidney Blumenthal that Hillary had hired. So, back off of Giuliani, which was a great argument.
Well, hold that thought, because, folks, when we come back, we're going to tell you about a little something that surfaced over the weekend. We're going to talk about it. There may be some big-time players in the game on the other side of the aisle that might be in big trouble. We'll let you know what that's all about. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerArizona.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-613-2646. That's 1-800-613-2646. 1-800-613-2646.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our very good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association. And again, if you want to have the peace of mind of knowing that you're covered for anything that might happen when you have to defend yourself, the way to do it is through the USCCA. Because for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with upfront funding for civil and criminal defense, as well as access to an extensive list of attorneys for just about anything you could think of. Now, I will tell you that you can go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on that USCCA logo link that's right there, prominent displayed on the right tab, and a window will open up. And down will drop the free gun a day giveaway flag. So you sign up on there. You take a chance of winning a free gun. And if that works, so be it. But if not, at least do this. Take a look at the three levels of membership to become a USCCA member. And if you pick one of the three, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including some great gear from the USCCA. And also, don't forget the Concealed Carry Magazine, the award-winning magazine, which every month will give you savings, coupons, clippings, and whatnot in there to save money on all sorts of different things. So that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, the USCCA logo link right there on the right side of the page. And good luck, because we want to be talking about you winning one of those guns. Now, we came close. Came close last week. I was told we had somebody from Alabama, but it was not someone from our show, so we're getting closer, so keep it up. All righty, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Okay, so the Pfizer report's coming out someday. When's it coming out? When's it coming out?
I have no idea, and I'm not even about to predict like some of these other people are. I mean, we've been told Friday
for a month.
The last 10 Fridays. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So, but we do know that when it comes out, it's going to be kind of interesting. It's what will be in there. Now, we also believe that the U.S. Attorney John Durham may or may not have subpoenaed some CIA analysts who were involved in the intelligence assessment of Russia's activities that the then President Obama asked for. Now, I don't know how accurate that is or how accurate it's not. I have no way of knowing myself, but a source has told me that.
Well, about 3 weeks ago, Brennan was on CNN. I happened to have it on, and it was replayed a couple of times that he said on air that he had gotten some kind of a communication from Durham that Durham wanted to speak with him. Now, whether that was a subpoena or not, I don't think so. It may have been,
mm-hmm.
and maybe Brennan was downplaying it somewhat, but if it had been a subpoena, I would think he would have said subpoena. But Clapper has not said anything about it that I have seen, but this may be just Durham's way of sending a shot across the bow. So NBC News also reported it, and we shall see if that conversation has already taken place or they are negotiating how the conversation will happen, because they always tend to do that too.
Well, we've talked about how this is all related to Lieutenant General Mike Flynn's case, because his attorney, Sidney Powell, has been requesting the documents from the DOJ that she calls it exculpatory material. She may or may not get it. I guess they're still waiting for a court ruling, are they not?
Well, she's petitioned the court because this came to her attention, and she has asked the court to ensure that she gets it, and she should, because that's what is known as Brady material. So the law says that it's a kind of the Brady law, that if the prosecution has evidence, it has to be shared with the defense. And so she has officially petitioned the court, and in this case, it has to do with the two cell phones that were issued to Joseph Mifsud.
Mm-hmm. Now, what would happen if this evidence, some of it, gets leaked? What would that do to people like, oh, I don't know, Susan Rice, James Clapper, John Brennan, Peter Strzok? What would that do to them? Because I know they've all lawyered up. Is that not correct?
Well, I don't know about Susan Rice. I mean, Peter Strzok has, because I think he was actually suing the FBI for illegally firing him.
Mm-hmm.
If there's leaks, it won't come from Sidney Powell. And I wouldn't think that any of the Democrats would necessarily want to leak whatever is coming from that side.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's part of the stuff that they're going to, they probably already have some of this,
mm-hmm.
but they're not going to share it with the Republicans in the Intelligence Committee. That's the way Schiff's operating this thing.
Well, that would that would actually screw a bunch of people on the other side of the aisle if that were, in fact, what the case might happen to be, in my humble opinion. And I don't think they want to do that at all. I don't think you do either, right?
Well, look, it's kind of like whatever the Schiff has, I mean, he has an obligation, you know, under an impeachment inquiry to include the Republicans on his committee. And he's not been necessarily doing that. You know, some of them have been participating in some of the, depositions, if you will, or the testimonies that the witnesses have given. And the Republicans are only coming out and speaking in generalities about what some of these witnesses have said, but anything else has been coming out of these conversations. It's because of the people on the Schiff side of the committee. The Republicans are being very cautious and very protective. If they're not, then Schiff can throw them off the committee. So the Republicans have to be, and the Republicans, by the way, they don't get to issue any kind of letters or subpoenas. They don't have that power in his committee.
Right.
Otherwise,
Otherwise, the Republicans would have already asked for people like a Brennan to come in or a Susan Rice to come in or a Peter Strzok to come, and they won't allow them to do that.
Well, let's listen to Tulsi Gabbard for a minute, because I want to make a comment and get your comment on this, because she and Hillary Clinton are going back and forth for some reason. But this was the debate they had, and this was Tulsi Gabbard.
New York Times and CNN have also smeared veterans like myself for calling for an end to this regime change war. Just 2 days ago, the New York Times put out an article saying that I'm a Russian asset and an Assad apologist and all these different smears. This morning, a CNN commentator said on national television that I'm an asset of Russia. Completely despicable.
It is completely despicable, and yes, she is a veteran, and yes, she is currently still serving in the military. What the heck is going on here between her and Hillary?
Well, I mean, Shannon Bream said it best, I think, on either Friday night or Thursday night. She said, and this is coming from, this is not coming from a kooky blogger. This is coming from Hillary Clinton. Now, Tulsi Gabbard, she's very anti-war all the way down the line.
Sure.
All the way down the line.
Sure.
But there's something that happened, and I'm going to put this out there because I think the woman is, remember she resigned, she was supporting Bernie Sanders for a while, and then she became, she had some kind of a position on the Democratic National Committee, and she resigned from that.
Yeah, right.
So I don't have any use for her, but, I remember this very distinctly, I'm trying to get a date on this, a couple of years ago, and this is why I don't have much use for her. She was also serving as a congressperson on the Veterans Affairs Committee.
That I remember.
Well, they had a very, she had, there was a very significant vote that was to happen on the committee, and rather than attending the committee hearing on the Veteran Affairs Committee.
Yep.
She missed it.
That's
and
right.
Why did she miss it? Why'd she miss it?
Why'd she miss it? She didn't want to vote on the issue.
No, she went surfing with a journalist instead.
All right, well, here comes the music. We'll have to be continued surfing. That's wonderful. Okay, thank you. Tulsi Gabbard. No, I thought she didn't want to vote on the issue because of what the issue was, but there was a Veterans Choice Act again, which has gotten a lot of flack from some people, but damn it, we needed it. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch. News, insight, passion.
Hey, 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerArizona.com.
Hey, 930, The Answer.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Officials in New Orleans say controlled explosions fell two construction cranes, and they fell exactly as they'd hoped. The demolition was designed to bring down the cranes that were leaning precariously over a collapsed building. City Councilman Jason Williams says,
just underneath the asphalt is the main gas line that feeds the French Quarter. So have that crane come down on its own because of weather, because of rain, it could have damaged that gas line. It could have been a huge issue.
The next big problem is to retrieve the bodies of two dead workers at the partially collapsed Hard Rock Hotel.
Mayor LaToya Cantrell.
We know that we are safer now than we have been in the past 8 days.
Last week, the building pancaked down. One body was recovered earlier. The cause of the collapse is still unknown. This is USA Radio News.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-370-2715. That's 1-800-370-2715.
Hi, this is George Norrie. I'll be in the Chicago area October 25th and 26th for the Health Freedom Expo. It's going to be an incredible weekend of lectures, workshops, and exhibits with leading experts and the newest products in natural and alternative medicine. Joint speakers Jeffrey Smith, Lisa Oz, Patch Adams, Ocean Robbins, and Doc Wallach. And get your tickets today at TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com. You have a right to a naturally vibrant and healthy life. That's TrinityHealthFreedomExpo.com or call 1-888-658-3976.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our next Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, with two locations to serve you. And boy, can they jumpstart your career or get you started in the right fashion. Check them out online, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. More coming up right after this.
Hey, America. Is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. Many of you have chosen to go to a technical school to learn a trade, but in most cases, that trade that you're going to learn will not pay you as much as what you could had you gone to the National Aviation Academy to become a certified aviation maintenance tech. Now, here's why. At the National Aviation Academy, they can fill the void, give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 or $60,000 a year or even more. It's all up to you. 14 months of training, you become a certified aviation maintenance tech, and away you go. Now, can you make more than that? What I just told you, 50 or 60? Absolutely. You want to take a job with a company overseas? There you go. Bingo, six-figure salary. You want to take a job with a military contractor working overseas? Bingo, six-figure salary. So check them out online at naa.edu. Now, remember, they've got a campus in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. They've got a campus in Clearwater, Florida, right here in the Tampa Bay area. Or you can give them a call and ask to take the tour at 800-659-2080. Find out what they're all about. Go to either campus, whichever one works for you. Again, the website, naa.edu, or give them a call, 800-659-20S80. That's 800-659-20S80. And give them a call, ask them to take the tour. Remember, all you got to do is see what they have to offer. And that money could be yours. You could be right there making big dollars along the way. Okay, now, a couple of news items first before I get into the military branches. Number one, it appears that the president now has a plan to leave a couple of hundred United States military troops behind with the Kurds to guard the Kurdish oil facilities and oil fields that are there. As Denise Simon and I were talking about, may have been a pre-arranged plan that they did. But it's so ISIS can't get their hands on the oil. Because remember, that's what ISIS was doing. They would steal the oil, sell it on the open market, and that's how they had their money to buy their beans and bullets. So that's one of the plans. The other one is the Kurds pulled out of that border town, the closest one to the Syrian border, and moved down into Iraq. Now, that's created a problem in Iraq because what's going on there is approximately 8,000 Kurds showed up at one of those refugee camps, and there's not enough room. So they're going to have to expand the refugee camp. Now, will they? Of course. How soon will they? Don't know. But it'll be something that'll be done, I'm sure, and then that'll take care of that. All right, well, here we go. The Army's ground element, amid its close support, has also been asked and tasked with executing missions for the last two decades, but they were not designed to do. Now, becoming lighter formations and responsibilities to counter insurgencies, winning over populations, and train foreign security forces, they're retooling their large-scale combat operations as a result from top to bottom. Now, the Navy and Vice Admiral Charles Richard, who was chosen to succeed Admiral Hyten as the head of Strategic Command, it appears that the U.S. Strategic Command will soon be back in the hands of a Navy officer in Omaha, so we'll see how that all works out. And the Air Force, following PT-related deaths, the Air Force has begun asking about sickle cell and fitness screening because, apparently, the sickle cell trait was part of the problem for people having problems and dying doing physical training. Wow. Holy smokes. Who would have thunk it? Now, a sporting goods dealer violated the law by selling an AR-15-style rifle with a large-capacity magazine to a man who later used it to kill more than a dozen worshipers at a Texas church. Remember the former Texas airman who did that? Remember that? And then he was caught, and that was the end of his escapade. But we'll see where that goes. And the biggest exercise of a lifetime, the 2nd Marine Division is headed west to the Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center in 29 Palms, California, to conduct the unit's largest exercise in recent history, according to the Marine Corps. Can't wait to find out what that's all about. Also, United States Coast Guard seized $92 million worth of cocaine from vessels in the Pacific. Cocaine valued at an estimated $92 million was seized by the U.S. Coast Guard from boats in the Pacific and then brought back to San Diego. Kudos to the Coast Guard. Another great job. And Project Healing Waters has engaged and rehabilitated veterans. It's a connection with the outdoors and fishing, which was the emphasis of a nationwide program designed to heal and rehabilitate veterans. I know that there's been a number of veterans in this area that have gone out, especially ones with PTSD, fishing on the boats. I know I've been a small part of that, and it's all good. Now, after a potential helicopter deal in the Philippines fell from its reach, Korea Aerospace Industries has presented a new concept of its KUH-1 utility helicopters, heavily armed version, for the international market. The Sirion Helo. We'll see how that works out. Number of countries are looking at that. Not us, but a number of countries are looking at the South Korean attack helicopter. And the president's use of military money for the border wall has survived a Senate test. The Senate voted to sustain President Donald Trump's veto of Democratic-sponsored legislation reversing his raid of military-based project money to pay for the U.S.-Mexican border wall. So he's still got the money that he needs to do that. And the acting White House Chief of Staff, Mick Mulvaney, might be in trouble because he indicated initially that the Trump administration might have held up military aid to Ukraine in part because officials wanted Kiev to investigate the unproven election interference allegations linking the country to a Democratic National Committee server. Then he later denied it. So, here we go again, right? Now, don't forget the DOD acquisitions are. Alan Lord says the DOD may fund allies and industry to ensure access to rare earth minerals and reinvigorate the small drone industry to patch holes in the industrial base. We'll see where that goes. And not to be left out, the Defense Department wants to stand up a system for managing the digital identities of every one of its personnel, and it's looking to the security community for help. Boy, are they in trouble with that one. Goodness sake. Also, the Border Patrol, have you seen their cars around the hospital facilities lately in the big cities? Well, they're there for a reason. They're there because they've become increasingly common in healthcare facilities because they're looking for illegals that are either working there or coming in to get medical aid. They see them, they catch them, they cart them out, and they deport them. I don't have a problem with that. I don't think anybody should either, but that's just me. What do I know? And by the way, Chris Markowski right around the corner coming our way. Going to talk about a lot of stuff, including what George Soros and some of his buddies are trying to do to remove a Republican senator. Wait till I tell you who it is and how much money they've tossed into the campaign so far against this senator. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerArizona.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription-strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. In this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Mikowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is being brought to you by Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with severe and or nagging pain, I personally have arthritis. So I have arthritis pain, but if you've got that or back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, knee pain, hip pain, ankle pain, muscle aches, whatever it is, let me suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor 3-week quick start right away. Many people, including myself, found relief in just a couple of weeks of use. Now, Al in Nebraska chimed in last hour and said it's working for him, and he's been on it about a week and a half now. And I'll tell you, it's simple. All you got to do is go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see the order form there for the $19.95 3-week quick start. You enter in the information that's there. You get the packet sent to you. It's $19.95 plus shipping and handling. Gets to you in about 3 to 5 days, and you're well on your way to relief. So, relieffactor.com/captain, the website, relieffactor.com/captain. Go there, sign up for it, and believe me when I tell you, it worked for me. I believe it might just work for you. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. And good morning, Mr. Watchdog, sir.
How you doing?
Pretty good. Hey, listen, I think I told you during the break that a couple things have happened here. Number one, the president came out over the weekend, changed his mind again about the Syria situation, and said that they're considering leaving a couple of hundred military troops behind, along with the Kurdish people that fought with us, and put them right there to guard the oil facilities and the oil fields, which ISIS would try to get their hands on, because to them that's instant money.
Yeah, I don't know how this is going to all shake out. Again, there's various different stories there. I know a lot of the Kurdish forces have been leaving some of the regions there along the border because Turkey wants no part of it there. Who's going to control these oil facilities? It's not just oil, too. There's also farming, a lot of grain coming out of that area also.
Yep.
That's always been a focal point. But you know, there's various different areas where Kurdish people live, and one of those is in Iraq. I would think that the Syrians would lay claim to those oil fields. It's in their territory, no?
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
I mean, at some point in time, they're going to want those back.
Yeah. Well, we'll see, but all the time the Kurds have been living there, they've had that oil, and that's been their one of their mainstays, you know, to have their revenue and whatnot for their autonomy. But we'll see what happens, and I am talking, folks, to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Now, something else, we got to get this out there. We had a terrible night last night in Dallas, in the Dallas, Texas area. A tornado touched down just north of Love Field, was on the ground for about 20 miles. All the way to Richardson, Texas, and it had a path of devastation about 3 miles wide all the way there. 150,000 customers, not people, customers are without power right now. It took as long as 45 minutes to an hour for some of the fire trucks to get into where the calls were. I know I was listening to them on the scanner, and it was just unbelievable. The devastation that's there. Some schools have been totally destroyed. Nursing home has to be evacuated, a hospital too, and a college university. They've had damages to the dorms there, so they're going to have to move the kids out of there too. I mean, and a lot of activity going on tonight.
Which one, Matt? Which was that, SMU or?
No. It was up towards Richardson. I think it was called Holden College or something like that. Yeah, it was a community college.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, I know that a lot of damage there. I didn't. Did he say anything about casualties or people get out of harm's
There were people that got hurt. A lot of people got hurt. A lot of them was with the falling debris and with glass. And there were several people that were trapped for short periods of time. I actually heard the calls on the scanner that they were getting calls to get in and get people out of areas where they were trapped.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as, and no fatalities, thank God, so far anyway. But it's happened in the night at dark. And, you know, it's very difficult at night, but I know they're still doing search and rescue.
Yeah, let's hope that remains that way in the sense that there's no casualties. And obviously you said there's going to be problems with first responders getting in there as well. They probably shut down a lot of the utilities, so there's no fire breakout.
Yeah,
right?
They had to turn off the power. I mean, the power was down anyway, but the lines were live on the ground. They had to turn it off so they could move all of this stuff because they got poles, trees, roofs in the street, you name it. I mean, debris piled up and the trucks just couldn't get through, and that was just the way it is. But hopefully that's changed a little bit. Now, I want to talk about Susan Collins. You know who she is, right?
Yes, of course.
Now, she's running for re-election this time around, and she's got some real stiff competition coming her way, at least from a money standpoint, because the progressive left liberal socialist and George Soros are pouring money, like, to the tune of a couple $1 million into Maine to defeat her. They believe that she can be defeated. And personally, I think she can, too. I think she's been real wishy-washy with the stuff she's done. Could be wrong, but that's just me.
Yeah, she plays a balancing act up there in Maine, and I would definitely think that would be a spot that you would see some of the left wing groups go and say maybe we can take out a U.S. senator from up there. You never really know where Susan Collins stands. It's she seems to be one of those people again, puts her finger in the air and sees which way the wind is blowing to some degree. Her and Lisa Murkowski out of Alaska. So, I would definitely think that she would be a little bit vulnerable up there.
Now, the potential front runner, or at least she's certainly near the top and ahead in a couple of polls, Democratic presidential candidate Senator Elizabeth Warren of Massachusetts came out yesterday and said she will soon detail the costs of her health care plan. Boy, I can't wait to see that one.
Yeah, I guarantee you this, there's a lot of zeros. A lot of zeros on that number. That's for darn sure. It's just the numbers and the things that these people are proposing. It's silliness. It really is. I had a big rally in Queens for Bernie Sanders and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, and they're just promising all this stuff And there's no money for it. I mean, it's just, it's patently absurd.
Remember, it's free.
What's that?
Remember, it's free.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
man, you don't have to pay for it. It's free.
Free. Free until they're going to have to go after the middle class. Everyone's taxes are going to go up. Mm-hmm. Everyone. Get this stuff. You can't tax the top that much more. So well, you've got to go after the middle. And well, that's where they're going to have to go.
Well, it's getting even worse because now the free college plans they're talking about, remember free college tuition? Now the candidates on the trail want to add foreign students and institutions to it. It's going to be free. Everything's going to be free.
Yeah, it's going to be free. It's going to bankrupt the country. We don't have the money, and it's just that simple.
Well, I totally agree with you. I think everybody listening to me would agree with you.
It's, you know, we're getting the land of it's idiotic now. The things that they're promising and saying that they're capable of doing, and all we're going to do is just tax that rich guy over there behind that tree. It just doesn't work that way. You could tax all the wealthiest people in the country at 100%. Take everything that they have, everything that they make, and it's not going to be enough. So, you know, it's silly.
Now, you do estate planning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And where you die can affect the chance of being an organ donor, because in some states, believe it or not, if you're an organ donor in your home state and you die in Timbuktu, your organs might not go to where you think they're going to go if you're an organ donor.
I never really paid much attention to that.
I just found out about it.
Yeah. One thing in regards to estate plan that I don't really follow. It's kind of a person that people kind of do it on their own. So, no, I don't really know much about that, quite honestly.
So you know who Jamie Dimon is, right?
Of course.
He says Facebook's Libra currency will never happen.
I don't think it'll happen because I don't think the powers that be will allow it to happen. I think that in many ways they look at it as a threat, and it may be problematic. Let me tell you something. It's a lot of money being made when you have to transfer money from one place to another. It's actually kind of ridiculous. The price of everything goes down in regards to financial transactions, except that. So, again, I think a lot of these big institutions, I also think governments look at it as a threat.
So is the Fed going to cut their rate for a third time?
They're signaling probably one more, basis point, quarter basis point cut. We'll see what happens.
All righty. We will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. So you have a great day up there.
You got it. Have a good one.
All righty. Chris Markowski, Watchdog on Wall Street, up there on Long Island as he does his business up there on the stock market in New York with Markowski Investments. And remember, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the place to go to find out more about him. And I'll be right back with more myself on the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming back with Frank Salvato, the managing editor of the New Media Journal. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
News, insight, passion.
AM 930, The Answer.
Online at TheAnswerSarasota.com.
AM 930, The Answer.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.